Ryan, you guys got off to a pretty strong start, and obviously the first two periods combined, I'm sure you're pretty pleased with, you know, what was some of the frustration, I guess, that led to a couple goals they scored in 45 seconds, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, they took advantage of a couple of mistakes we made in details and structure and puck management, and it kind of snowballed there, which hasn't happened to us in, you know, so much recently. And so it's a tough one there, especially at home here and coming off a great second period where we really controlled it and had a lot of momentum and just gave them some life and put ourselves in a big hole that we couldn't get out of.
Do you feel you could have done more with all the puck possession you had in the second period in terms of at least generating shots and getting them towards net?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly wish we would have found the net a little bit more. But at the end, I mean, they're a good team defending, and their goalie was playing pretty well tonight too. So, you know, we had momentum there, which was key, and we had a game tied too going into the third. So you like your spot and where you're at in the game. And like I said, just a couple of blown detailed mistakes and you know, they made us pay.
I feel like you missed an opportunity maybe in the second period on the power plays. You got the one power play goal. We had a couple more after that and couldn't really generate much off of that.
I mean, it's a good team and we had our looks and we had to do some adjustments there. We lost Cooch there and obviously he's a big part of our PP, but I think in the end you just want to get momentum if you don't score, and I think we had that for sure coming out of the second and wanted to have a, you know, good start to the third there, and like I said, they kind of took the wind out of our sails, and we know we're saying the right things, but at the end, you know, we put ourselves in a big hole there, and you know, give them credit, they defended well down the stretch too.
There's something of a sense of kind of two steps forward, one step back, with the having avoided that lapse as you referred to, and
yeah,
kind of coming back now.
I mean, this is a good team where you, I think we defended pretty well the majority of the night, and at the end of the day, you know, they get a couple of looks and they capitalize on it. So it's just another lesson on how, you know, important every play, every minute is, and you know, how consistent you have to be in all situations out there. So you know, we definitely left some plays out there, but at the end of the day, we could have been a little bit more detailed and structured defensively and not given up those looks to them in the third and seen where the game had taken us then.
When you had an extended shift of about 3 minutes, it felt like, in the second period there, is that another sign that, you know, you guys are starting to kind of be closer to the type of team you want to be with that type of zone time and the high cycle plays that you have?
Yeah, no, we definitely had the possession. I think we maybe didn't put as many pucks to the net. I mean, they were doing a good job blocking some and keeping us to the outside. But I think, you know, we had a similar game to Boston where we had some possession, but we continued to find pucks, you know, ways to get pucks down to the net. So if there's one thing out of that is, you know, we didn't have as many shots or, in this game when we could have probably had a couple more, you know, simpler plays, just putting pucks to the net with guys there. So we'll keep looking at it, but it's a good sign that we are getting those strong shifts offensively and keeping teams in their own end.
Beyond rooted at the front.
Thank you.